What would you say is the single biggest obstacle to understanding yourself, learning about yourself?
It's ignorance.
Yeah.
What first-hand experience of it?
Ignorance. What is the principal vehicle of ignorance?
Ignoring. Not wanting to see.
Yeah.
Resistance.
Psychologically, what do we do to remain in ignorance?
Distraction.
Make it go away.
Thinking.
Would you not think it's projection? Because, of course, projection is the way we remain in ignorance.
We believe our own projections, actually.
We do indeed. That's one of our greatest charms, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, shall we talk a little bit about projection before the lights go out? First of all, are you aware of the extent to which you project?
Definitely not.
Can you just elaborate on what you mean by project?
You have no fear, I'm going to.
How much time have you got?
Good question. Projection is when I put my own stuff on you and make you responsible. It makes life much easier. Yeah. It makes life much easier for me and much more difficult for you. Because you are to blame for everything that's wrong with me. And it makes life as so simple. Because then I never have to question myself. I never have to look at myself. I'm always pointing out there. So, as I've said many times, the hallmark of projection is blame. If you ever want to catch yourself projecting, just check whether you are blaming a person, a situation, an event, anything. If you're blaming, you can be 99% certain you are projecting.
So that's a negative one. What's a positive one?
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. A positive projection will usually leave you feeling disempowered. For example, have you ever gone in for hero worshipping? No? All right. I'll go for one I know for certain you've all been into, and that's falling in love. And I must immediately draw a distinction between loving and falling in love. Do you know that difference? Are you all clear about it? When you fall in love, and there's nothing wrong with it, by the way. Go for it and do it as much as you like. But when you fall in love, what you'll notice is, number one, you cannot see anything wrong with the person you're in love with. Have you noticed that? Not until later, anyway. And then, also when you're falling in love, there is a subtle dependency where you need that person to love you back. And there's a complete loss of freedom. And then if you look at it more, you will find you're actually feeling disempowered in the presence of that person. That's positive projection. Because what I'm doing is I'm putting my positive qualities on that person and then telling myself that I lack them. Now, this isn't done consciously, rationally, logically, intellectually, all the rest of it. It is a reflex. Because strangely enough, a lot of us are not able to acknowledge and accept our positive qualities. What sort of mind condition would lead to that?
Denial.
Yeah, there would be denial. But unworthiness. I feel unworthy. I feel inherently bad. All those things. Therefore, of course, I cannot acknowledge having fine qualities. But I do have them. This is what's so interesting. I do have them. So, when they come bubbling up, I put them on you. And I fall in love with you. And then you're all fantastic. And you're all the wonderful things. And I can see all these wonderful things in you. And then what's so funny is maybe some kind of relationship develops, and then slowly as the days and months go by, I begin to see you as you really are, and my projection loses its grip. And then comes the best part of all. I say to you, what's wrong with you? You've changed. You're not the person you used to be. That's what we do. It's a wonder the way we human beings behave. But it's very charming, really, provided we don't get too nasty and horrible to the other person.
Is it the same case with hero worship? If you admire someone and sort of put in a world on a pedestal?
Yes.
Set qualities, and those qualities, are those the qualities that you actually already have?
Yes, they're your potential.
Could you shed some light on the difference between this and guru devotion?
Shall we come to that later? Because it's quite important. Yeah. Okay, so now, projection, and actually this is interesting because we'll follow up Charlie's question. Projection produces fixation. Are you all clear what's meant now by fixation? It is when your mind locks into a particular mode of thinking and feeling. And in this instance, there is that plus the target. So we fixate on our target, the other person. And then we put all our stuff there, whether it's positive, negative, or even neutral, funnily enough, can be there. And this is a way of not dealing with, not fully experiencing the condition in our own minds. So it is the most powerful way of avoiding actually being in touch with what is there. So if it's negative, it's a way of avoiding being in touch with our negative emotions. If it's positive, it's a way of avoiding being in touch with the challenge of our positive potential. The result is zero change. When the mind does this, it creates that fixation, and in a context of fixation, growth, understanding, insight become blocked. Now, if you understand this, you've only taken the first step, because projection is a fully unconscious reflex. So it is a targeting of energy out of your unconscious onto the other person or the situation, whatever it is. So it actually bypasses the thinking part of your mind. But it has to go through the subliminal at a very deep level within the subliminal. And the subliminal mind is accessible to consciousness. And this is why, as I've said a few times lately, I'm becoming more and more and more fascinated by the subliminal, and I'm talking about it more and more.